All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:10, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Thursday. It's May 20th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and this is Fond du Lac Today, hour number two here on a Thursday. And I joked off the air, we have a pandemic, or since COVID started, record number of guests in the studio here for this next full hour. Full house. I don't know how we crammed all of you in here, but we're glad that you're here, and it's been kind of strange to have people in the studio again, but we're glad that people are back in the studio. And as I've talked about leading up to this hour, special hour of programming, Raynell Halber joining us to help us welcome in the fairest of the fair candidates here for 2021.
I am, and thank you for having us. This is probably one of the most fun things to do all year for me, because I get to question the fairest of the fair ladies, those people that want to be the 2021 Fond du Lac County Fairest of the Fair. Before we start questioning, we're going to ask each one of them to introduce themselves. We'll start with Abigail. Get right up to the microphone.
Hi, my name is Abigail Ikey. I am the daughter of Adam and Elizabeth Grawl, who own Dinnerbell Farms LLC in Eden. I was the past FFA president for 2 years of the Campbell Sport FFA. I am actually graduating tomorrow from Fox Valley Technical College with a degree in agribusiness, science, and technology with an emphasis on animal science. And in fall, I will be going to River Falls for a degree in dairy science.
Katie?
Hi, my name is Katie Schwanke. I am the daughter of Scott and Trisha Schwanke from Waupun, and I am a former member of the Waupun Area FFA chapter. I was the vice president and the secretary there. Right now, currently, I am attending the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, with a major in human biology with an emphasis in health science, and I'm pursuing a future career of anesthesiologist.
And Parker.
Hi, I'm Parker Schmitz. I was born and raised in North Fond du Lac. I never got the opportunity to do FFA, but I was involved in Green Valley 4-H throughout my showing years. I am just finishing up my sophomore year of UW-Milwaukee tomorrow with my final exam, and yeah.
And what are your goals?
My goals? Right now I just want to take a nap, but finals have me stressed out, but right now I just want to have fun and just talk with you guys.
All right. First question, Abigail, I'll start with you, and I explained this to the girls. This is how this works. I had take a question, and one question, the person doesn't really have time to think about it, but then another two do, and then the next question, we start with a different girl. So everybody kind of gets has to come up with a quick answer through the process. Abigail, what are three great qualities of a friend?
Three great qualities of a friend are just always being there for you. Loyal, I should say. I don't know, being a friend. I guess always being there for you, always making time for you when you need someone, and just being a shoulder to cry on when you're down.
Very good. Katie?
I would have to say that three great qualities of a friend would be, first off, kindness, that you show each other kindness when you're friends, that you don't ever look down on your friend. You always are bringing each other up and caring about each other. And then I would also have to agree with Abigail on loyalty to each other, that you're never going to leave them when they're down, or you're always going to be there for them when they need someone. And then I would have to say another thing would be that you just have fun with them. They're always bringing you up. You're always having fun, laughing together, and just having a great time and making memories with each other.
Parker.
I would say one quality would be that you just get along with them. You know, they're easy to talk to. You don't have to worry about what you're wearing when you go over to their house. You know, it's just a total comfort level. Another quality would be that you guys have very similar interests. I think that when I think about my best friend, we can just whatever make plans for something that we both enjoy, and we know we both enjoy it, and it's not no planning required. It's just one thing that we know we can do. And another one would be that they understand that life happens. I know that when me and my friends are in school, it's hard to get together, and they understand that. They don't get mad at me when I don't talk to them 24/7. They understand that life gets busy sometimes, and that's a great quality a friend can have.
All right, Katie, what is something that you would like to see added to the Fond du Lac County Fair?
Something that I would like to see added would have to be, I would have to say more, like, attractions. Like, we have the magic show, we have the seals, but, like, more little attractions rather than just the carnival rides. You see the big parts of the fair, like the carnival rides and the games. I'd like to see more, like, groups coming in and having more booths, because I know we have the Expo Center, but if you have them out on the midway and showing off what they do, it gives more about the community rather than just the fun as a whole.
Parker.
I think what we've actually had it before is like a petting zoo kind of in that was included in the midway. I think that that's a great opportunity for people in the community. I know that sometimes it's hard with the animals that are there without the petting zoo. Those are show animals, and it gets a little iffy if you want the public touching them or whatever, but having that where, you know, these animals, that's their purpose to be there, their purpose to educate children and adults, you know, that would be a great addition.
And Abigail.
Kind of like what Parker said, a petting zoo, but in a way that the kids of the Fond du Lac community that don't have access to animals can be in their own show, like have a mock show for them so that they could know what it feels like to have their own animal just for a day.
All right. Parker, what one quality do you have that will help you as fairest?
One quality that I have, I guess I would have to say that I am very personable. Like, I'm very relatable. I see everybody at the same level. There's not, you know, this hierarchy that I see myself as, you know, that would make me even seem like I'm better than anybody, because I don't know. I'd talk to anybody like they were my friend, and that's just how I would communicate and associate with people.
Okay, Abigail.
I think of being the fairest of the fair as a leadership role, someone that people look up to. And with being a leader in the FFA, it has taught me how to delegate and to show people that they are an equal and not just someone that needs to do a job.
And Katie.
I would have to describe it as inspirational for myself personally, because with working with youth in the FFA and with 4-H and everything else that I do for leadership, you have to look at those kids and realize that they're coming up. And when I was a youth, I necessarily didn't have the inspiration that the adults did that I do now, that I'm giving back to those youth. So I just think that inspiration for those kids to want to come back every year to the fair and do what they do is just a great quality.
Okay, all very, very good ideas. Abigail, why should people come to the Fond du Lac County Fair?
I think people should come to the Fond du Lac County Fair because it's educational for youth to see the animals. When they ask you if they can touch your animal, it's like one of my favorite things in the world, because then you get to share your happiness with them. Another thing is they get to experience the rides. You don't really get to do much in Fond du Lac anymore because everything's leaving. So it just gives them a little bit of fun throughout the summer.
Katie.
I would tell people to come to Fond du Lac County Fair because the fair is like a family to me personally, so to have other people come in and experience the things that I've experienced all my life is a great thing. And one thing about Fond du Lac County is last year I didn't get to have the other shows that I normally show at. So Fond du Lac County having a fair and having activities for those that don't have other activities to do, it really brought a spark to why Fond du Lac County is so important.
And Parker.
I think that someone should come to the Fond du Lac County Fair for the community aspect. I know that there are multiple events and multiple shows that go on throughout the entire fair that you have the opportunity to meet new people. I know when I was a kid, I met this girl on a ride, and we decided that we were going to ride every single ride till we pretty much couldn't. I didn't know this girl. I couldn't tell you her name, but we just, you know, we had fun together, and we just, you know, and I think that's one reason why the Fond du Lac County Fair is so special.
All right. Let's see. Where are we? Katie, is this one yours?
Yeah.
Who is your role model and why?
I would have to say that my role model would be either Mrs. Terry Costello or Mr. Chris Beaver, my FFA advisors, because all throughout my junior high, so 7th and 8th grade and high school, they have taught me all the ways of leadership, whether it was through FFA, through the fair, through anything I was doing, they were always there for me. They were there for me through college when I was applying for college. Any letters of recommendation I needed, they would be there. And they've always inspired me to do great things in life, and I appreciate them for that.
Parker.
My role model would be, I would have to say my dad. He has pretty much taught me all that I know involving fishing and hunting, and he has always been there for me selflessly to help me with any project that I needed, and his attitude towards helping me and helping others has just been impressed on me as to how I should carry out myself and hold myself, that, you know, it's okay to have your own time, but the rewards you get from helping others is priceless.
And Abigail.
I would have to say my role model is my late father, Robert Ikey. He died when I was a baby, so I didn't really get to know him. And just hearing all the stories about him really showed me how good of a man he was. And I just always know that he's with me, and I can always feel him in my presence.
Very nice. Nice variety. Parker, what is your best or most favorite memory of the fair?
My favorite memory of the fair, there's a lot, but I guess, I'm going to say that my favorite memory is going to be actually when I showed my friend Ellie Carl's rabbit. Dairy has been what I show mostly, but I decided that one year I was going to take one of her rabbits. And this little rabbit was probably the most worst behaved rabbit ever, okay? This thing wanted to jump out of the box. It would not sit still. And when the judge came by me, they just asked its name. Like, they didn't even want to touch it. Like, this. And, you know, that just stands out in my mind, because that pretty much sums up just one day of the fair. And the next day, it was the day before, I ended up getting second place in showmanship with my dairy. So it goes from absolute worst day to absolute best day of my career, and I think that's probably the best memory I have.
Abigail.
I actually have two. So my favorite memory is with my steer Chubbs. I had no idea what I was doing for showmanship, and I ended up winning the class. So that just goes to show how good of a steer he was. And, I still miss him every day. And
even after you named him Chubbs, yeah, really, Abigail.
Well, he had a very thick neck, and I am meaning thick. Like, it would jiggle when he walked. So the name just really fit him. And then my second memory was always having the water fights at the fair, targeting people to put them in the dunk tank. That favorite memory. And then them screaming at you afterwards. There's nothing better than that.
We won't let the fair board president hear that kind of stuff.
The president was in there. Saying
that. Katie.
My favorite memory would have to be 2 years ago at the fair. I had just been getting more into the fair, and I was supposed to be showing in the sheep show, and I saw this girl that was on a hospital bed, like she was bed bound. Her and her parents walked up, and I remember her looking over at the sheep and like reaching her hands out and everything. So I decided, instead of going in the show ring, that I would take my sheep over by her so that she could pet it And I remember seeing my mom coming out of the sheep ring yelling at me because I was not in the show. But I thought that was the most important thing, to go and let her pet it, because people like that don't always get to see the animals. And my mom eventually stopped yelling at me because she saw what I was doing. But I almost missed the sheep class, but it was more worth it to see that and more memorable to see that than to be in the sheep ring.
Okay, Abigail, how has being active with the fair affected your life personally?
I would say that I would not be the person I am today without the fair. I have made so many memories and have made so many friends throughout the fair that honestly, it's like my vacation. Everything is so busy at the farm all the time, and it's just like a way to let go and to just be with friends, have fun, and just showing my animals is like one of my favorite things in the world.
Katie.
I would have to agree with Abigail that the fair has changed me completely as a person. I, throughout the fair, it's, even though it's just a 5-day long thing, it's all year for me. I plan, I prepare. It's like a vacation, like Abigail said. It's, you plan and prepare and get ready for the fair, and you learn things, and then you get to the fair, and it's, you do what you have done all year round, and you present what you've had. And it just shows what, it shows you as a person when you get to the fair. It shows who you are and what you've done to get to the fair.
And Parker.
My involvement with the fair has really strengthened my work ethic, because at a young age, you were expected to do all of these chores at the crack of dawn, and that really helped me learn that you, if you want something, you really have to work for it. And I think that's the most important takeaway that I have with participating in the fair.
Katie, what's your favorite county fair ride?
My favorite ride would have to be the Tilt-A-Whirl. And I never used to like it, but then as I started to get more friends and to come to the fair with me, we would all pile in, shove as many people in the Tilt-A-Whirl cart as possible. And when you put many people in that cart, you start flying around in circles faster and faster. And everyone's laughing. So that's why I like it so much, is because you're just having a fun time and you're forgetting about spinning around in circles super fast because you're laughing and making memories.
Parker.
My favorite, I don't know the exact name, but it's like the Pharaoh one, and you pretty much swing back and forth almost in the shape of a banana. I don't know why. I really like roller coasters, and I think that's the ride that gives me like the stomach all the way up in my throat feeling. I remember going on it when I was little, and I don't know why I vividly remember this, but someone must have dropped a lemon at the center of this ride, and when you're like pretty much perpendicular to the ground, I just like remember focusing on that lemon, and I was scared out of my mind, but then I like came back down and everything was okay, and I don't know why, but yeah, that's my favorite ride.
And Abigail.
I don't know if they have this ride anymore, but mine would have to be Zero Gravity. So you're basically spinning around in circles so fast that they have you like standing straight up and you're just spinning and spinning. That one would have to be my favorite, because after my first year of showing, I got done, got out of the show ring, decided I'm going to go on one ride, and that's the ride I went on. So ever since then, that's been my favorite.
Well, Spencer, we're at the halftime mark.
We are. It is halftime of our program here. We will continue our hour with the Fairest of the Fair candidates here in just a moment. You're listening to News Talk 1450 KFIZ, currently 70 degrees here on your Thursday morning. And we've got a news update from Fox and the Wisconsin Radio Network on the way. All right, KFIZ News Time is 9:39 as Final Act Today continues. Thanks for sticking with us during the break. We are back with Raynell Halber and many, many guests here on a Thursday edition of the show. We got to hear from the Fairest of the Fair candidates with our first block. We'll hear from them again to close out this hour, but now we are going to talk a little bit more about fair-related topics. I'll let you introduce who we're talking to for our next segment.
Well, as Spencer said, we have a full house here today, and joining us is, first of all, Wisconsin State Fairest of the Fair, Kaylee Vandenberg from Rosendale, Fallon County Fairest of the Fair 2 years ago. Kaylee, what advice do you have for these young ladies? You were sitting in their chairs just 2 short years ago.
Yeah, good morning. My biggest piece of advice for these three is to be yourself and let your passion for the fair shine through. If you can do that, the judges will be able to see all of those great qualities that you have. And as we talked about before this, they'll be able to teach you the facts, but it's having that passion and sharing that with the fairgoers and the people of the fair.
All right. And why don't you at least plug the Wisconsin State Fair? I know there's kind of a gray area for you talking about State Fair today, so I'm not going to infringe on that. Other than, why don't you invite everybody and give us the dates for the Wisconsin State Fair?
Yeah, I'll just give a little brief overview of my position. So I was formerly the 2019 Fond du Lac County Fairest of the Fair and am now the 2021 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. So within my role, I represent our 75 county, district, and state fairs and travel the state promoting Wisconsin agriculture in the fair industry. And here it is. I will also serve as the official hostess of the 2021 Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular August 5th through 15th.
All right, and I think they done good when they picked you out of that crowd of almost 40 young women. I judged that once. That is a momentous job to sort through all those young women and to pick out the best. And 2 years ago after Fond du Lac County Fair, I said to Matt Immel, you may have the Wisconsin State Fairest of the Fair. And if you don't, I said, you're going to have one in the running. So I text him almost immediately. I said, I told you so. And Fond du Lac County really should be proud of Kaylee, and it's going to be fun to watch her. Unfortunately, she got put off a year, but is going to get a chance to represent Wisconsin State Fair. The highlight of my summer. I would go every day to the Wisconsin State Fair if I had the opportunity. So, congratulations and best of luck to you and your upcoming fun this summer.
Thank you.
All right. Also in-house is the president of the Fond du Lac County Fair Board, Kate Grinstead. Kate. Wake up. I heard you were at the fair for a few hours yesterday.
Just a few. It seems like I'm at the fair for a few hours a lot of days a week.
But you love it, right?
I do. I mean, these ladies sitting in front of me are the reason I am so passionate about the fair. It's the youth. It's having kids of my own now that are in 4-H. It's knowing how much fun I had in 4-H, and it was the highlight of my summer and my summer vacation also. So we have a very dedicated board that we remain always that the backbone of our fair is the youth, and why we had our modified fair last year was the youth.
Yeah, and a yeoman's job. Being on the fair board in any county is a yeoman's job. It's you're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't, and you guys stepped up last year. Not real popular with some of the people in the community, but you know what? Nobody cared, and everything went off without a hitch, and we had a fair, and the kids got to at least enjoy. You heard Katie. She talked about it was my only show last summer, so kudos to you guys for doing that. But that's all in the past. What's going on in 2021?
We are planning a fair like always, like normal. Right now we're planning everything as we would have for our normal fair. We are super excited. We're having a sneak peek this year. It is the Fond du Lac Fair's 170th birthday. So that's pretty exciting for all of us. So Tuesday night, we're actually having a sneak peek with the bull riding and barrel racing on the grandstand. And then if anybody remembers last year, Horicon Bank so graciously donated the fireworks show. And we're having that back to kick off the 2021 Fond du Lac County Fair. And then just loads of fun. Remember, the fair is free. $5 a carload to park on the ground. We'll have the sea lions back. We're working on some more kids' activities. New and pretty dear to my heart is we're putting a huge addition on to the ag education part of the birthing center. And we're really focusing on farm gate to your plate and have a lot of fun activities for the kids that will be able to kind of walk through like a Candyland game and get to feed the animals and collect vegetables in the garden and then take it all to the market, sell it to the market, and we'll get a little prize, a treat for all their hard work. So just lots of fun things. We're adding a beer and wine garden, Bob's Pizza. So we'll have Bob's Pizza, wine, and beer all in one location and some music. So just trying to have something for everybody.
Yeah, in retrospect, and I go back way more years at the Fondly County Fair than I even like to think about, but the biggest change you guys made, and they said, you know, we tried, how do you get people to come to the fair, was dropping the gate price. Because that, I mean, you talk to everybody now. Oh, we go there every night for supper. Mm-hmm. I mean, it made a huge difference in the food stands, for one. It had to have, because, I mean, you talk to everybody. Oh, we walked in there just to get dinner. We took the kids. I didn't have to cook for three nights or four nights or Saturday at noon. I mean, people came to the fair, and then I think they saw the rest, the birthing barn, which is so educational and can't be replaced anyplace else. And so, yeah, again, you that was a huge decision, and I can only guess the long night discussions to make that decision. But I'm thinking, from what I've heard, that financially it benefited you, it benefited the food stands, it benefited everybody around. So congratulations to, a yeoman's job. But you guys always step up and seem to get the job done, and congratulations. And
thank you.
What are the dates for the Fond du Lac County Fair?
The dates of the Fond du Lac County Fair are July 14th through the 18th, and our sneak peek is the 13th.
Come out to the fireworks. They were awesome last year. Those were the best fireworks I've ever seen, and we used to go to the park.
It's so close. The show is so close that it's like right above you. So it was spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. Come out every day. Every day. It's free to come on. You can see all the shows, you can watch the cattle shows, watch the kids. It's worth the time and effort to come out there.
I'm pretty excited about the grandstand shows this year. Just a big variety and just something really for everybody.
Yes, and I even have a ticket for Thursday night, which is, I haven't had a ticket for a grandstand show in probably decades. So I'm looking forward to dusting off my cowboy boots and putting on some jeans and having some fun.
Yes, good. Looking forward to it.
All right. Awesome. We are back to the matter at hand here. Gonna just ask some more fun questions. We're gonna start with Katie this time. If you were to invite a celebrity to the Fond du Lac County Fair, who would it be and why?
If I was to invite a celebrity, there's so many to pick from. I would pick any country artist. Let's go with Kelsey Ballerini. I would pick her because, well, first off, she's my favorite country artist, so why wouldn't I want to see her at the fair that I show at? But I'd pick her because I feel like she has a good voice in the media, and if she came to the fair, she could help promote it more and get more people involved and get more people just from around the state and other states to come to our fair, even though Fond du Lac County Fair is so, it's little compared to other fairs, that she could be a big part in getting other people to get out and come to our fair.
Parker.
I would invite Thomas Rhett and his family. He has a wife and they have three little girls right now, and I think that would be a perfect opportunity for them to have great family time, and with the Fond du Lac County Fair having pretty much something for everybody, that would be, I think that they would enjoy it, and he's my favorite artist, so I wouldn't mind meeting him.
And Abigail.
This is going to be a little controversial, but I think that I would invite Joaquin Phoenix to the Fond du Lac County Fair. Not many people know this, but he made a statement, I think it was last year, about how farmers take away their calves and just are completely horrible to their animals all the time. And I would like to invite him to the fair to see how well we take care of our animals and how farmers actually care for their animals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's a whole nother subject, right, Kate? Parker, imagine that you are 10 years old again and you are filling out your fair entry form. List three things you would put on it. You might want to skip the rabbit thing.
My fair entry form. I guess I, looking from 10-year-old Parker perspective, I would somehow involve dogs on there. I wouldn't really know what I was doing, but I know that I would want to include them. I'd also include the cows. I had a little calf when I was around that age, and she was my favorite thing in the whole world. And I'd also, I think I'd do the arts and crafts, because that was also something that I was very involved in, and the that were the expositions in the rec center. Yes. That was probably one of my favorite things to go and judge, because it happened right before the fair, so I got all excited and nobody was really there, and then I got to show people when the fair was happening, so that was one thing that 10-year-old me would probably be very interested in.
Abigail.
I wish that I would have gotten a little more involved with the horse project and the arts and crafts. So looking back at 10-year-old me, I think that I would add those two to my list along with my dairy cattle.
And Katie.
So for my list as a 10-year-old, obviously I was already getting in the groove to start showing animals at that point because my sister was already showing. So I would have to add on the sheep and the pigs because I do that. I've been doing that since I was that age. But the other thing that I would add on would be cake decorating, because I've taken a great deal of time working with cakes since I was little, so that would definitely have to be on that list for a 10-year-old self to be doing at the fair.
Do you exhibit those someplace else?
At Dodge County Fair, yeah. I do cakes as well.
All right. Okay, Abigail, what is your favorite fair food item?
This is going to sound a little weird, but I love the Sloppy Joes in the rec center. They get me through the fair every single year. It's so close to the dairy exhibit, and it's just, I don't know, I've always loved them.
Katie.
I would have to agree that the Sloppy Joes are amazing at the fair. For no reason, they're good, but they're good. But my favorite food would have to be gyros at the fair, because growing up in a sheep-based family, we eat a lot of lamb, but when you go to the fair, it's you're eating gyros. We all, family, get together. Everyone's eating gyros on a specific day. It's just my favorite food at the fair is to get a gyro.
And Parker.
I guess mine wouldn't be a food. It'd be the 4-H shakes that are available.
Oh
my goodness. I think I had, the first year that I discovered them and I had my own money, I think I had like 2 a day. And I still am not sick of them. I will have one pretty much every single day of the fair, and especially when Mary Schmitz makes them. Those are my favorite.
All right. Katie, nobody said this, but in your opinion, what is the best way to eat a cream puff?
Oh boy.
I mean, you know, if you get to be Ferris and you're wearing this crown and this banner and somebody hands you a cream puff, now you got to get the job done and not be wearing it all over your crown when you're done.
Yeah. Growing up at the fair, I've ate quite a few cream puffs in my day, and I'd have to say there's no better way than to just dig right in. Even though as Ferris, you shouldn't probably do that, because you'll get cream puff all over you. But yeah, just my favorite way, especially as a kid, was to just dig right in and just eat it. Rather than, because I know people will peel it apart and eat it nicely, but at the fair, you just dig right in and eat that cream puff.
And Parker.
Following Katie's answer, I have a one-word answer to that. Napkins.
All right. And Abigail.
I'm lactose intolerant. So I am definitely going to need a bottle of Lactaid with me if someone hands me a cream puff. But definitely napkins, using it as a bib. Yeah.
I just love the answers they come up with. That's why this is the most fun thing I do for the fair all year. All right, let's see. Who's supposed to start now? We're getting off track here. Let's just go with Abigail. If you were given a chance to talk to any prominent individual, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Well, growing up, I have no idea why, but Johnny Cash was my absolute idol, putting aside the drugs and alcohol. I don't condone that. I'll say that right now. He was a poor young farmer growing up. His father always told him, oh, you're not going to be anything. You can't do this. And, well, he did it anyways. So I would just like to see where he got his confidence from.
Katie?
I would have to say my great-grandparents or my great-great-grandparents, because my grandpa right now is living on a dairy farm. And I always wondered why I never got into the dairy industry as much, rather than because I got into the sheep and the pigs. But I'd always like to know how they did it, because I'm technically a fourth generation dairy farmer. So I always wanted to know how they got started on this farm, how they got so productive, and how they managed to keep a little of a farm, because nowadays there's such big farms, dairy farms. How my grandpa made an 80 cow dairy farm work, and he's still making, now he's doing steers, how he made that work, how all my grandparents just made the farm work as a whole.
And Parker.
I would want to meet Dolly Parton. I think she is the spunkiest lady. She is so down to earth as well, and she's a true like rag to riches story through her perseverance and her talent. And I think she would just be an absolute amazing person just to sit down and have coffee with and just have a conversation.
All right, we're wrapping this up. We have 2 minutes, ladies. If you, why, and we'll start with Parker. Why do you want to be the Fond County Fairs to the Fair?
I want to be the Fond du Lac County Fairs to the Fair because I remember when I was little and I saw this girl walking around with the crown and the sash, and I was like, I want to be just like her. And yeah, I want to be just like her because I want to be able to represent the Fond du Lac County Fair. I want people to look at me and I'll be their reason to ask questions. You know, I'm not on the fair board. I'm just different, you know, and it's something that'll stand out and give people a reason to talk to me. And I think that's my one reason of why I'd want to be in this position, so I can communicate with the community.
Abigail.
I want to be the next Fairs to the Fair because I want to be someone that a younger me would look up to. Growing up, I just always felt out of place because I didn't get to meet my dad, and I always felt like the girl in the corner that no one really liked and didn't really have a lot of friends. So I think of being the Fairs of the Fair as a leadership role and just someone to look up to for that little girl in the corner.
And Katie.
First off, I would have to say, like Parker brought up, it's every little girl's dream when you're at the fair to wear that crown and that sash at the fair when you're older. But I would have to say that it's important to have that leadership role, and for the future it's important to have that leadership role. So that's why I want to be Fairs to the Fair, to gain more of that leadership. But I would have to say that throughout the fair I learned growing up that it's important to talk to the younger youth that are just starting at the fair, or the youth that are coming into the fair, because that's the next generation that's going to be at the fair once all of us, our generation, leaves, and they're going to be the next leaders. And to have someone for them to look up to in the future and now is what's going to bring them back and continuously bring them back to the fair to keep the fair going.
Well, there you have it, Spencer. It sucks to be a judge.
I don't envy their tasks, because they have three fine candidates to choose from. But we wish the best of you three, best of luck to the three of you. Thank you for coming in and joining us on the airwaves here today. Rynell, thank you for coordinating all of this. We appreciate that as well.
Well, it's actually Tiffany, but I just want to say one really final thing. These girls are an example of what, and I'm going to get emotional, our 4-H and FFA programs are putting out in youth. Remember that, because these three young people are a perfect example of what 4-H and FFA can do for your children. So look for it, experience it, make sure they can experience it, because these kids could be yours someday.
Very good. We're out of time. Thanks so much for coming in. This is KFIZ Fond du Lac. It's 10